B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
At the most.
120 what?
Wins.
Conservatively speaking.
Wait, this year?
Thank you, Trey. Thank you.
Wait, are you 120 wins at the most?
I'm just telling you.
They play 162, not 262.
Is that including playoffs?
Look, I'm telling you that this division, it sucks to an extent. And that's the other factor you got to look at. I'm not a baseball novel, but I'm just telling you, from my grandfather to my father, I eat, sleep, and breathe baseball, whether I wanted to or not. But I'm just saying, I don't know it all, but my experience just watching, not so much Joe, but you got catchers that have been successful. Not all of them, but Joe is one of the elite guys that he knows the right things, how to relate to these players. And this is a serious upgrade. My vote was for Girardi 3 years ago. I don't hate Kapler.
Uh-huh.
It's just that
Kapler,
the difference right now. Kapler.
You know what? You know, like, Charles, I like your optimism. I'm
hey,
gonna
you
put...
know, Fozzie, I got to tell you, real quick.
What's up?
Before I get off, because I know I got to go. And I'm sorry.
Well, no. I want to put you in the running for our Flyers tickets.
But you, I still got a bone to pick with you.
What did I do?
With this Wentz thing. I couldn't get on the phone with you.
Get him, Charles.
You know that, Cooney? I know where you were. And Trey, I know where you were.
What?
But Fozzie, I don't want to turn this into this. You got other callers. But you and me have got to discuss in the future. If I see you in public, first I'm going to say, me and you about Wentz, because you were really a little off the hook, even though you were reasonable in your opinion.
How was I off the hook if I was reasonable? Get him, Charles. Yeah.
Look, you're just a little too critical on just the factors of injuries. So we're turning it into another topic, and I didn't mean to do that, but I'm telling you right now, I'm going to go, but right now.
Hold on. No, Charles, let me put you on hold so we get your info. I want you to be at least in the running for a pair of Flyers tickets, all right?
And he's going to help the pitting staff.
Good enough, Charles. Stay right there.
Mark hates Carson Wentz.
I do not hate Carson Wentz. Yeah, there was one game that I was more angry at Carson than most people, and that was the Lions game, because I acknowledged that he threw behind Matt Collins in the end zone on the first drive and underthrew two touchdown passes to Miles Sanders. Scusi.
The most wins in the season has been 116 games.
Yeah, I know the Mariners were up there. Who holds that record
now? I think it was Seattle. Was it Seattle, the Ichiro?
Yeah, in 2001.
And Mark McLemore, I believe, was the second baseman.
Was A-Rod still on that team?
The rapper?
No, the McLemore is named after McLemore. Mark McLemore, former Orioles second baseman, and also second baseman of the Seattle Mariners. I believe he was the second baseman on that 116
win 2001 Mariners hold the record, 116.
Yeah, they're in Chicago Cubs.
Okay.
1906 Chicago.
Oh, what a great year. The Chicago 06.
Bob, what was it like that year?
The umpiring was bad. And the ball back then, we thought it was juiced a little bit too much.
Oh, yeah. 98 Yankees had 114.
Polo grounds were beautiful place to
watch
the game.
I couldn't find a straw hat that fit me well that year. So
what was a hot dog, like 3 pennies?
It was actual meat, I'll tell you that much.
Shekels.
Shaving a haircut was 2 bits.
2 bits.
Were newspapers just free?
I don't know.
Number one song was steak and eggs and eggs and steak. Aren't they so delicious? All right. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic WPN. What the hell just happened? 610-632-0975. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic WPN. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio. Only from Comcast. 8 o'clock hour brought to you by none other than Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit PAWorkInjury.com. Oh, don't forget about...
steak and eggs and eggs and steak. That's what you should have for breakfast. Delicious.
God, that brings back memory.
What was the Black Sox cheating scandal like, Bob? Was Shoeless Joe as good as everybody says?
Overrated. You know, he copied Babe Ruth's swing.
Did he?
They said that in the movie Field of Dreams. I don't know if it's true or not.
It's got to be true.
It's got to be true because...
Babe
Ruth was after him. Ruth played in like the 20s and 30s, right?
Yeah.
And the scandal was in 08.
You would know, Bob.
The scandal was in 1918, and they got banned. In 1918, they got banned in 1919, and then Babe Ruth came after that. So you could copy Shoeless Joe's swing.
I thought Babe Ruth copied Babe Ruth.
Oh, so you're right. Okay. Yeah, no, Babe Ruth copied his swing. Now, enjoy your ride to work, everybody, now that you know that. Now that you have that in your brain.
Bob, did you agree or disagree with Connie Mack's moves at the time?
All right.
All right, I'm done. It's out of my system. I'm good.
You all right now?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
All right, well, coming up in this segment, I want to get a Twitter poll update at the end of this.
By the way, Connie Mack's relatives are family friends of ours. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they still live in the area, the Nolans.
How am I just learning this?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
My mom was, one of her best friends growing up was Connie Mack's daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they used to sit behind the bench all the time. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
We still, my mom had it, and obviously it passed a few years ago, but she has a stick of gum from Lefty Grove. That
wow.
She saved all, I swear to God.
That's awesome.
That's weird, but yeah.
Why don't we get him in studio, guys? Because he's a great guest you can line up. Them and the stick of gum, we have ourselves a good time. Respect. I don't know what I was talking about now. I've totally derailed. I have no idea what the hell's happening. You all right in there? Jamie's dying.
You all right? No, I'm dead.
We can only hope.
Hey,
turn away from the light.
So anyway, the Phillies, ladies and gentlemen, there's a site out there that is predicting, it's actually attached to Baseball Prospectus, which is, you know, highly credible, mm-hmm. saying that the Phillies are only going to win 77 games.
Undefeated, man.
And here's how this happened for me. Trey, you know, I love baseball. Like, yeah. That's my first love. I'm watching all this stuff come out of spring training. All the reports, John Clark's down there having themselves a good time, having a great time. Ricky Bowe and Jim Salisbury went down there. We'll talk to Ricky Bowe throughout the season again this year. Like, all that fun stuff.
Those two have a real bromance going. It's pretty hilarious to watch.
Dude, it's 17 hours.
Yeah.
You're going to become besties.
Yeah.
Like, you got to make the best of that situation.
I did not expect to see them singing carpool karaoke.
They had themselves a good time.
Yeah, they did.
But I'm like, I had the good vibe coming. I read the stuff about Zach Wheeler saying he wants to win a Cy Young. I see David Robertson saying that he's going to throw, he hates the Astros for the cheating scandal in 2017.
Ricky Bowe drove down to?
Ricky Bowe and
Jim
Salisbury.
Yeah,
really?
There's a road trip.
That's what I'm talking about.
See that?
I love a road trip.
I drove back from Florida one time because there was a snowstorm and there was no flights.
I drive to Florida all the time.
Well, I know you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No, it's not bad.
I love a road trip.
Scenery.
Yeah.
You tried to boat trip it up from Florida once.
Yeah, that didn't go well.
That would have been in Portland.
I got stuck in Carolina, so I couldn't make it out of the Carolinas.
Was that your first time piloting a boat?
No, I had had it for a couple months.
All right.
Isn't it captaining?
Captaining, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I had it for a couple months, and I was like, you know what, babe? We're going to take this up. Let's go ahead and just take this on up to Philly, you know? How bad could it be? I mean, you know. I mean, if it goes bad, you just make a left. You hit land.
you hit land a little earlier than you wanted to, though, didn't you? Is that what happened?
Yeah. I ran aground twice. And the second time, she was like, all right, that's it. We're getting rid of the boat. The boat never made it out of the Carolinas.
Captain Trey.
Yeah, man.
Captain of the high seas.
Oh, yeah. I had like 3 months of extensive nautical training.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, yeah, let's
I
do
got
it.
This.
Let's
around the world.
Yeah, let's just take it up the coast.
But I'm seeing all these good things coming out of Florida, of the Phillies, how good everything is. Joe Girardi talking about, you know, hiding signs and all that. And then I see this thing coming out saying that the Phillies are going to win 77 games. Mm. Like, here's the thing with spring training. You react to the signings as the signings are happening from months ago. And then things start to get closer to the season. Pitchers and catchers report. You feel more optimistic. You're feeling like, you know what? I know enough to say this. The Phillies are going to be over 500 this year. Yeah. That, I can't wait for that to happen. Mm-hmm. And I don't even feel like that's anything bordering on a hot take. They've gotten better. Didi Gregorius is your shortstop. You have Zach Wheeler as your number two guy in the rotation. I feel like those right there are big upgrades. Then you also have somebody like Scott Kingery is going to get more reps this year. He's going to be playing, I think, a more steady position. I don't see Gene Segura having as bad a year as he had last year. Andrew McCutcheon's back. I know injury's always out there, but I just feel like you have a much better manager. I just feel like you have gotten substantially better than what you had last year. And that, to me, is better than a 500 record.
I can't go substantially better.
You think they're going to be better than 500?
I think they'll be right around there. Yeah. And look, I'm just looking at, you know, Jamie and I were just talking about it going down. Like, we're putting eggs in a basket on an Adam Haseley. You brought up Kingery. Yeah, he's playing the worst position that he can possibly play at third base.
Mm-hmm.
Is Segura on his downside? You know, I mean, is he on the downside of being that 285 to 300 swinger, you know, hitter that he was, you know, with Seattle before he came here? The questions around Rhys Hoskins, nothing's been answered to me yet.
Mm-hmm.
The outfield is far worse than it was last year. I mean, you had a starting center fielder, Odubel Herrera, whether you liked him or not, you had him penciled in. And look, I'm talking about your expectations going into last season. You thought Odubel would be like a 265, 20, 70 guy, steal you some bases, as crazy as he was there. McCutcheon, you relied on as being a leadoff hitter. Is he better than last year? Well, he's only going to be better if he plays. I don't know if he's going to be better than you thought what he was going to be last year, because he is 34 and coming off an ACL.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a lot of questions more than I have answers.
What can't Haseley give you that Odubel gave you?
I don't know. Like, he has 220 career at-bats. I don't know.
Odubel sucked.
Okay, but your expectations of Odubel going in last year
was that he's going to frustrate the helmet out of
him. Had to exceed what your expectations of Haseley are going into this year.
But Haseley's ceiling is higher.
I don't know that.
I think that. That's my opinion.
Oh, okay. Well, then Jamie thinks it. Never mind. Yeah, I got the Phillies.
No,
100
I hear you.
Wins.
There's reason for concern, but like, I don't think there's anything.
I just can't say they're substantially better when everything that we're saying is all kind of hope projected.
Better manager, better number two
like
starter.
I like the manager.
No, better
the
number
manager.
Two starter, better
Maybe.
Shortstop.
Yeah, shortstop. Yeah, like, I mean, third base is your expectations of Kingery going into this year better than they were of. What's his face? Franco going into last year.
Yes.
Well, I don't
Did
know.
Did you see Scott Kingery? Did you see the Incredible Hulk? Did you see that man with protruding biceps?
You're right. They're going to be a much better team because he looks good in a t-shirt.
He looks great in a t-shirt, Bob. Come on, don't you shortchange my boy.
610-632. Haseley is actually a better defensive war than Odubel ever was.
I'm so glad.
If you're pinning your hopes on Haseley, fine.
I just think you don't lose that much from Odubel.
I'm just being like a realist. Like, I don't know anything about Haseley. He's 220 at bats in.
A guy just tweeted me seeing how yoked. I can't even say it. Speaking of Kinger, you guys see how yoked he looks this year?
How yoked.
What?
How yoked.
Yoked?
Yolk.
Yolk.
There's an L in there.
Not like an egg yolk.
Yeah.
Y-O-K, apostrophe D, yoked.
What's that? What's that? What's
I don't know, swole? Juiced? Jacked?
I assume that's what it means, but where's it come from?
I have no idea.
What's the derivative
of? What's the origin?
I don't know if you know this about me. I'm not a big weightlifter. So I don't know the origins of yoked.
All right, Sam?
I can
What does yoked mean?
Like jacked, like.
But where's it come from? Excuse me, I'm sorry. Where's it come? Where's it
probably
come
from? Eggs.
Yeah, protein. I feel like because
so is
Rocky.
Yoked.
Yeah, but it's Y O K. There's no L in there.
Oh, this gentleman spelling it with an L.
Well, he's wrong.
The L is silent.
What? The L is silent?
Yeah, it was a joke. I was
okay. Maybe it's two L's. Maybe it's like Spanish. Maybe it's a yuh sound. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sam, we're trying to solve the world's problems today, but I'm actually going to create one coming up in a minute for Valentine's Day. It's a problem with my own marriage.
Oh.
And I just...
Uh-oh.
And so I have good intentions. That's all I have to say. But Sam, where are people today on our Twitter poll here? A fun little side topic because of the video that went viral yesterday, Trey. What are people saying about putting your seat back on a plane?
Today we asked, is it okay to put your seat back on an airplane? Generally speaking, we have just under 2,300 votes. It went up 1%. 53% now say yes, it is okay.
53 say we're good to go. We're still a divided nation.
I'm just rolling my eyes over here.
All right.
People are calling in, I think, about yoked.
Oh, they're calling in about it?
The lines just lit up.
Fold lines lit up. It's an inside joke. All right, coming up, I'll give you this little tidbit about my own marriage, and I know it's going to be applicable to Valentine's Day, but it's just a problem I have.
Okay.
It's actually along the lines of calling your wife your best friend. It's along where I stand on
you
that.
Don't, right? You don't believe said that in before. That.
Yeah, I know. I said it's along the lines of it. It's not it. It's along the lines of it. Time of the Fanatic is 8:13.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning. The Fanatic.
So earlier, I don't know, maybe a couple of months ago, I forget how we got on the subject, but I don't call my wife my best friend. I don't refer to her as my best friend. I feel if I do that, and this is again, Trey, Bob, Jamie, this is me not telling you how to handle your own marriages and what you call your wife and all that. That's you. But
I think the worst thing a relationship can do is compare their relationship to others' relationships.
Correct. Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
In my experience, I do not refer to my wife as my best friend because I feel like I'm demoting my wife.
Every relationship is like a snowflake. It's unique.
That's beautiful.
Thank you, Trey.
Is that in a fortune cookie or the back of a Snapple cap?
It was a Snapple fun fact.
Thank you. Okay. Like, so along those same lines, I know I'm weird in that I hate the term date night.
Ooh.
Which I know rubs a lot of people the wrong way. By saying that, I know it rubs a lot of people the wrong way.
I have an adult date night tomorrow night.
An adult date night. So you're going out with your wife.
Yes, without a child.
Okay. So
we don't have to put her to bed and we can actually enjoy some alcohol.
See, my wife will use that term, and I know that term will get brought up a lot over the next couple of days with Valentine's Day. And it makes my skin crawl when my wife says that. Because I'm like, you're my wife.
But that implies now as a father, that implies not child.
Right. I get all the date night, just the two of us, or not a group of friends, or whatever it might be, just the two of us. But I'm always like, you're my wife. We don't date anymore. Dating's over. Like, I married you, so we didn't date anymore. Like,
well, it's not a date, but it's a...
That's what the date night.
But going out is a date.
I hate the term date night. Because we stopped dating. Like, the flame is still very much alive, let me tell you.
Ooh.
But I'm just saying... I just feel like that is a almost demoted term from marriage to date. Like, for instance, it also implies...
it's not grabbing dinner.
Right, exactly.
It's a date.
Right, but what do you mean it's a date?
We're going out. That implies you're going somewhere decent.
But it also implies that I don't take you out ever. For someone listening right now, they think I'm talking to you. But like, it implies that you're not taking your wife out ever.
You're not
like,
taking her out for a quarter pounder.
Whenever I go out with my wife, it's nice.
Is it?
Yes, it's nice. Other than, like, what, do I got to specify that we're not, like, going to the hardware store? Like, what is it? Like, seriously? I just feel like this is just these terms that are meant to be endearing to me, they come off as condescending, honestly.
How does she feel about it?
Oh, she hates it. She thinks I'm terrible.
She hates your opinion?
She does. Pretty much every opinion. No, she does not agree with my opinion on it. Do you guys take your ladies out on date nights? Do you have date, you refer to them as date nights?
No.
Or is that just the woman referring to them as date nights?
No, we're just going out.
You used to see that?
I don't label things. And you and Jamie talking about that for the minute and 43 seconds that you just did is more thought than I've ever given that term.
But the term comes up a lot. And I know a lot of people use it. And I'm like, goo. No thanks.
Yeah, no, I don't label going out. Like, going out to dinner, yeah. I mean, I don't label it.
Yeah, but your kids could be with you.
It's like, you know,
it's specifying you and Donna.
You guys used, or Jamie, you used, no, the two of you used a phrase the other day that goes up my play date. Oh, God, I hate that. When I used to take my kids to school, because I was the day dad, and then Donna would come home at night and she would have the kids. But I would take my kids, we should set the kids up on a play date. And I would be like, you want them to hang out and do something? That's fine. Like, play date gets up my butt. I don't like the play date.
That sounds like an interesting play date.
Sounds like a you problem.
Now, problem is interesting. Maybe it's not. Anyway.
I think it just specifies the
date night.
Well, like play date.
I know what it's supposed to intend.
Yeah. It's easier than saying, you mean you want to get the kids together so they can roll around? No, you say play date because you know what that implies. It's just an easier way. Everybody's on the same page.
Much like
date night means you and the missus, no child, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't mean you're dating. It just means it's specific to the two of you.
Who are we labeling date night to?
What do you mean?
Like, do you call your parents and say, hey, I got a date night?
Well, I said on air in the 5 o'clock hour, I got a date night tomorrow night.
You use this phrase?
Yeah. I mean, not very often, but when I'm specifying that me and Addie ourselves are going out without child, that's a date night.
Jamie, Trey, what do you say?
I just go out.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I'm with
you. With or without kids, though? That's my question.
It doesn't matter. Even with kids, we going out.
But if you said date night, with the that kids. Implies you and Rosa are going out without the kids.
It doesn't hurt his odds, is what he's saying.
It really doesn't matter.
Man. And who do you have to tell anyway?
Yeah, who am I telling?
I don't have to call people and say, hey, I'm going to... I don't call them and say I'm going out. I don't call them and say I'm going on date night.
Between the two of yous. Like, my wife will say, like, we need a date night. We haven't had a date night in a while. I'm like, hey, what are you talking about? Yeah, you're right. We've been married for a year and a half. We haven't had a date in about a year and a half. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we're married. We just go out.
It's just things I think about.
Like, what are we paying Dutch now? I mean, what are we doing?
Wait, what?
We're going Dutch?
We're going Dutch?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, well, let's find out the term that we tried earlier here. Ian in Allentown, what does it mean to get... Where's yoked come from?
Mark, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
So I heard you guys talking about that. I figured I'd give it a call.
Yeah, Scott Kingery apparently is yoked.
Yes. So your yoke is your upper back, like your traps. So they say that the true sign of being jacked... or yoked is when you have big upper back muscles like traps.
Yeah, when they used to put a yoke on animals, I guess.
What?
Yes, exactly.
What is a yoke?
So somebody else called in and said when pull stuff,
yeah,
they would wear the yoke.
Oh, the shoulder strap
yes.
thing.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, so that.
Ian, you're
good job,
brilliant.
Ian.
You're brilliant. I'm going to put you in the running for some Flyers tickets.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely, buddy. You stay right there. See, look at that. Boom.
Once I heard it, I was like, oh, okay, that's what he's talking about. Oh, yeah, got it now.
He probably goes and watches the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. Now he can watch the Big Boy Club in Philly.
Yeah.
So if I had jacked glamour muscles, but my back was weak like a middle schooler, I wouldn't be yoked.
Yeah, okay. Because you wouldn't have that look.
All right.
You see what I'm saying? Because you got to have that V. You know, you got to be, that thing. Puff out a little bit.
So is Takeo Spikes the definition of yoked?
No, that's his neck.
He has no neck. What?
I think that's just all of his back muscle coming up to his head.
I've never seen a man whose ears are in his traps. it's a freak of nature. Yeah. And he had a nice little career for himself doing that. But Scott Kingery in that term then is yoked. Yoked?
Have we seen
yoked.
His back though?
Yoked.
Yoked.
It's not what it's yoked.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So I've seen his back because his arms are dialed like jet plane wings, like Scotty jetpacks,
literally,
quite literally. Let's get Mark in Blackwood. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Trey, I wish I lived a simple life like you. We're just going out.
We're just going out.
That's all it is.
I like that. And my wife and I use, and I was going to talk about, like, we do use the term date night. It does sound not good.
It sounds like you're doing, like, to me, like, look, man, I don't know if it's cynical. I don't know what it is. But to me, it just sounds like a demotion.
Yeah, I mean, but you should always date your wife. My dad.
You keep that. You're right. Yeah. You always chase your wife. Like, I like that idea. I know a couple that's been married for 50 years. And one of the things the man says is that after 50 years, I'm still chasing her. And I'm like, aw.
Right.
Like, you should always keep that same passion. I just don't like, Bob, to use your explanation, I don't like the label.
Yeah, I agree. I can get on board with that.
What's on your mind about the Phils, brother?
So, well, hey, that first caller earlier, in the beginning of the 8 o'clock hour, 120 wins.
Yeah, man.
That's a lot.
I'm on board.
We're going for the record, dude.
give him caller of the month. Give him caller of the year. No. Yeah. But I'm with you guys as far as expectations. I think a lot rides on Hopkins and also Arrieta as number three guy. And, the season depends on those two guys specifically. I think they're, the three starter is really important in the starting, the starting five. So you can get away with your four and five guys being okay. But one, two, three, they have to be not like shut down, but consistent. So, Arrieta is a shell of himself is what he was in Chicago. But as long as he can be consistent, I think Jamie said it like 12 wins, 15 wins. If he can get in that area, as number three guy, I think we'll be okay. 85 to 90 is I think, expected this year. They have to be better than
that's where I'm at.
The year before.
Definitely.
And as far as what Bob said earlier, which I agree with, we don't have, McCutchen gets hurt or, we're relying on Hazley and Roman Quinn and all these guys. They brought in a lot of guys in the camp this year, to generate competition, which I like. But the pitching is what I'm really concerned with yet again. They brought in like Drew Storen and a couple other guys that are a little bit older coming off of injuries. What role do they have? And I just think, we have to get a good start at the beginning of the year and by the trade deadline. I think that's where, again, Klintak's job is going to be on the line. If we're competitive, our division's tough. One, we could be the fourth best team. The Mets are a pretty solid team, especially if Cespedes comes back too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think to say, our division is weak. It's strong. So we have a lot of ground to make up. And I think just between Arrieta and Hopkins, a lot relies on them. Obviously with Harper and his contract, but I think he'll have a better year than last year. It's his second year. He's comfortable in the city. And I think, those two guys are really, the key parts of this season. They have to improve. They have to do what their job is.
Absolutely. Mario, I'm going to put you in the running for those Flyers tickets as well. All right, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, absolutely. You stay right there. We'll get your information out.
Mark's call was interesting. He took the optimism that you have, Mark.
Uh-huh.
85 to 90 wins.
Yes, we agree.
But he also, his reasoning for it was because you got to get good years out of Hoskins and Arrieta, and you have to get off to a good start. that doesn't bump me up to 85 or 90. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, he basically said both of what we're saying. I don't have as much optimism, but he still went to 85, 90 wins like you. But he said it has to come through Hoskins and Arrieta. Those are your big questions.
He went more the optimism route for guys that didn't perform well last year.
Okay.
And I'm not going that route. I'm saying of what you know you have. I think you know you have a good shortstop, a better shortstop in D.D. Gregorius.
All right.
I think you know you have a better manager in Joe Girardi. And I also think you know you have a better second pitcher in this rotation in Zach Wheeler than you did in Jake Arrieta.
I hear you. I understand what you're saying. Makes sense.
By the way, did you see the picture of Gabe Kapler?
Yeah, it's a little weird. Looks like he shoe polished his dome piece.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Did it improve the hairline?
Same hairline.
Same hairline. Same.
It looks a little sloppier, a little unkempt in the picture I saw.
Yeah.
That's what you try to do. You mess it up to kind of throw it all off.
Like, I don't really care. I fell out of bed like this.
I woke up like this. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Who's back in California? Even though it's Northern California.
I rode my bird scooter here.
Are those the Razor scooters that are motored? Electric Razor
scooters? Great. They're awesome. People would die in Philadelphia. It would be a disaster.
I saw they had them in Baltimore by the water, by the Inner Harbor.
We rode them out in L.A., and they're fun, but, man, it would be a disaster in Philadelphia.
They have them in Denver.
Yeah.
I'm like...
You can buy them individually, because I looked it up, because as a city liver, it would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
They're like $550, and they move. They probably get up to like 12, 15 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I'm all over UCF campus.
Yeah.
I saw him in Denver. I was like, there's marijuana all over the place. Is this the best idea?
Oh, yeah. I saw a lady eat it once, and I was dying. She went down hard.
I don't mean to laugh. That's terrible.
No, but she was fine.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that she was okay.
So, real quick, do you like the term Galentine's Day?
Because today is Galentine's.
It is Galentine's Day. Bob, will they be celebrating Galentine's Day in your house?
Yeah, it's a good question, Shane. I'll find out when
I get there. Was it started by Parks and Rec? Or was been around before Leslie Knope?
I don't know.
So, what's with this young man that's been kissing on Jenna? Do we need to go see what the deal is?
Tomorrow's a big day, Trey.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's there's talk of a 1 month anniversary tomorrow.
1 month anniversary?
There's talk of it's Valentine's Day. And there's talk of a promposal.
So I'm so glad I missed that generation. A promposal.
So what time is all this happening?
After school, it's so elaborate that she was told like different kinds of clothes to bring to be ready for where they are going. I don't know.
Well, he sounds like a very thoughtful young man.
He does need to meet Uncle Trey. There's no question about that.
Yeah. We need to have a sit down.
And probably soon, better.
Very soon is good.
Yeah.
They've been together for a month?
It'll be a month tomorrow, I'm told.
Well, congratulations to them.
Yeah.
Big moment in their lives. The 1 month.
It's been the best month of my life, Dad.
I can't imagine life without you.
Oh, my God.
I haven't failed a test since I've known him.
God.
That's awesome. Up and study.
Well, that's actually not true. She's doing horribly.
I'm teasing. Well, I hope they have the greatest Valentine's Day ever. But as far as Galentine's Day goes, yeah, go on, have fun.
All right, I'll do it. What's Galentine's Day?
Isn't Valentine's Day, it's a girl-driven holiday.
Galentine's Day?
No, Valentine's Day.
So today's the day the girl gets?
So Galentine is when they get together with other girls and celebrate Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
So they get back-to-back days?
Yeah.
And we get nothing?
Well, because...
Again.
I was about to say something terrible. But,
there's a day in March.
Whatever. But it's for them.
It's supposed to be Guy's Day.
Was Galentine's Day invented by the show?
That's a great question.
People still do Festivus for Seinfeld. That was invented by Seinfeld.
Yeah.
But do people still do Galentine's? Has that always been a thing? Or was that a Parks and Rec show birth
You're
thing?
Asking the wrong person.
But you're a Parks and Rec guy.
I am. I'll dive into it. I'll
Ron
find
Swanson's
the
greatest, well, second greatest television character in the history of television characters.
He's up there.
Yeah, he's... He's number two behind Columbo. But
Columbo's number one?
Absolutely.
Columbo's number one what?
Greatest television character in the history of television characters. Like, it's not even close.
Wow. Columbo.
That's a scorching hot take.
No, it's not.
I don't think it's a hot take when it's an opinion like that.
Nah, that's a hot take.
It's a detective show where you knew who done it and you watched for 45 minutes to watch him figure it out. You know how entertaining you have to be? And he smoked like green cigars, which still blows my mind. But anyway, so looking at the Phillies, there's this study that came out that says they're going to win 77 games this year. It's I keep on forgetting the name of it. It's like Pacoda.
Baseball Prospectus.
Baseball Pacoda. They take Pacoda, all this, okay. Basically an algorithm that says what a team is going to do. And right now it has the Phillies coming in fourth in the NL East. Fourth in the NL East, winning only 77 games this upcoming season. That is, I think that's a joke. I think it's an absolute joke. I think this team's going to be, I guarantee they're over 500. I think they get 85 to 90 wins this year. I think they got a great chance, at least 85 to 90 wins this year. I think this is a team that goes on and they make the playoffs. I think if I'm going to be optimistic, I'm saying this is a playoff team. But if I'm being cautiously optimistic, I'm saying they're at least in the hunt for the playoffs. But I know this will be over a 500 team. And barring all the injuries they had last year, whatever you want to say, fine. But I just think that with this lineup, with this manager, with a slightly better pitching staff, I think with the other teams in the NL East taking a little bit of a step back this year, I think you could take at least a quarter step forward and be a over 500 team. I know the old adage in baseball is that a manager can win or lose you like seven games on average every season, right?
Yeah.
I don't think you could put a number on that because I think so much is to be said for an attitude in the clubhouse, and that is established by the manager. Gabe Kaplan was much more footloose, fancy free, and didn't hold his players accountable, and Bryce Harper was laughing at the curveball machine suggestion and all that. Joe Girardi, he doesn't play that game. Mm-hmm. I think he is going to run a much tighter ship. I think he's a better baseball man than Gabe Kapler. He obviously already has that World Series ring. He's had success with the Yankees, and I think he can come here and really be the kick in the butt that some of these guys need. I think that he'll manage a guy like Rhys Hoskins better. I feel like a guy like Bryce Harper will thrive under the tutelage and the leadership of a guy like Joe Girardi. I think all that's going to happen. But I'm not going to go the overly optimistic route and say, oh, well, this Rhys Hoskins has absolutely figured it out. He's now a 280, 290 hitter with a 370 on base percentage and 35 plus home runs. Like, I'm not going that route. And I'm also not going to go the route that you are going to have a 33-year-old, 34-year-old Andrew McCutchen be playing 150 games.
Yeah.
But I do think he's going to be better than last year. You're not going to blow out that ACL twice, right?
Well, I don't know. What's he good for? 100, like I said, 125, 130, something like that is your greatest of hopes. But I don't know where he is with the knee. You know, he said his hopes is to be ready by opening day. Does that mean...
It means he's back, baby. It means he's coming back and he's ready to go.
I got a lot more question marks than you do, but that's good. I'm glad that you're... optimistic.
And I'm more optimistic than you. That's it.
Yeah, and look, I'm not being pessimistic. I just have questions. Like, I don't have as many answers. You know, like, I kind of look at things, I look at them differently. And it's the journal, you know, it's this past that I have. I don't dive in and say, like, yeah, this is going to be good unless I have proof. And I don't have any proof on this team. I just don't. You know, Adam Haseley, like Jamie and I were arguing, and I'm not saying he's not going to be good. I'm just saying I don't know. 220 at bats. Don't tell me that. Yeah, he's good enough to be your opening day center fielder. You know that's a big question mark to me.
Sure,
Scott Kingery playing third base is a huge question mark to me.
If it wasn't Haseley, we'd be like, well, where's your 23 and under guys that are going to be playing for this team? You know,
yeah.
But they're giving him a legit chance.
And Mickey Moniak, he's on the jack wagon or the yoke wagon too.
Jack wagon.
I was going to say the jacked wagon, but then I decided to invoke
Don't
yoke.
Put that in your internet browsers at work, folks. You'll be flagged by human resources in no problem, no time. Jeez, Bob, what kind of research are you doing?
Pervert. Boy. What the hell just happened?
I don't know. I'm not Googling it.
No, definitely. No, don't do that.
He's on the.
About
he's as jacked as.
He's in shape. He's in great shape.
Yeah.
His body.
He worked out this all season.
He really lifted them weights.
Yeah. With right. Vitamins.
Coming at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to Mark Jackson, Sixers pre and post game analyst on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Sixers got a lot of help last
80
night.
Wins.
They did get a lot of help last night, as a matter of fact. How about Shefty doing himself a fine job on the sidelines there?
Yeah, Indiana, I would have preferred loss, but, you know, whatever. They beat Milwaukee.
Did Giannis Antetokounmpo, is he married?
I don't know if it's wife or girlfriend. But
wife or girlfriend?
Officially birthed another Greek freak.
Is his wife Irish or something?
I don't know.
Liam.
Huh.
It's cool.
I like that name.
That's a great name. I'm not saying it's a bad name. I got a cousin, Liam.
I'm not even going
to Liam Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
I feel like Sam throws an extra T in there.
Yeah. I did on that one. I kind of stuttered. It was like,
see, I don't think anybody can do it consistently.
What?
I did Kumbo? In my own
Kumbo? Kumbo? Sure you can. I did Kumbo.
No, you,
did
go Kumbo.
Kumbo.
When did that start?
It's supposed to be a B. It's not Poe. It's Bo. Antetokounmpo. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Bob's right. Yeah. But it's still hard to do it five times in a row.
I got it fresh.
Do it five times as fast.
From somebody from Greece?
Antetokounmpo, Antetokounmpo, Antetokounmpo. There you go.
They kind of merged together.
Stick that up your chest.
all
right, we got Don in Philly. Got open lines after that. 610-632-0995. Coming up, we'll let you hear how Joe Girardi also lets... he wants to protect the signs that are out there. The people that want to try to steal signs, he's like, not on my watch. That's what's coming up in a few here on 975 The Fanatic.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning. The Fanatic.
There's been a request or two for us to sing for people's Valentine's Day, Trey.
For us to sing?
Yeah, for us to sing.
Like, what are we going to sing?
Kiss by a Rose. Our number one hit.
Our number one hit, yeah. It's climbing the charts.
Do you take requests not to sing it?
But we just ignore it.
Ignore it.
You know, artists get like royalties from like Spotify. Like every time it plays on Spotify, they get like a penny or
whatever. Do they really? Okay.
Yeah.
It's the radio they do that.
Yeah.
For music radio, not for us.
It's Spotify, yeah, same thing. So is Seal getting like a big check this week? Like last 3 days, he got like a check for like $17.25 just from Rose just blowing up in the charts in Philadelphia?
I mean, for real. I mean, you know what? Seal, come see us.
I'm in studio, man.
Yeah.
We'll sing with you.
I think people appreciate the fact that we don't know the words.
I think it makes it better.
We're freestyling, man. Yeah. What did I say? We're scatting.
We're scatting. No, we can't do it today.
I don't know. So far,
it's Galentine's Day. Do it for all the ladies out there.
I can tell you so much in the same new day. Last night was a night and a day. Love remains. That when it snows, my eyes become alive, and the light that you shine in me sings. Baby, I can do you a kiss from the rose on the grave. Ooh, love to do the feel the stranger to feel, yeah. Now that your rose is in bloom, light hits the moon on the grave.
I think that's great. See, you tell me right now you don't want to knock on the door and us to be there and be like, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey, this is from Kevin.
Yeah.
Are you Sarah? This is from Kevin.
There you go.
That's all I'm saying. Let's get to Don in Philly. What's up, Don?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good morning. We're fair today.
You guys sounded incredible. That was
thank you, Don. What's on your mind about the Phillies?
Listen, I have to agree with Bob on some of the questions about the Phillies.
Yes.
I think we had a lot of chances during the offseason to get Rhys Hoskins out of here, maybe trade for Chris Bryant, and that would have cleared up your questions about third base. And you would have had Scotty Jetpack in center field, Adam Haseley over in right. And McCutcheon over in left. I still think that...
Where's Bryce Harper?
Wait, what?
I think Kingery at second base.
Why couldn't Segura play second base?
All right, wait. You put Kingery in center field and you put Haseley in right field?
Yeah.
What happened to Bryce Harper?
Oh, right. Oh, my God.
Don, I hate to say this, but any Phillies point you make from here on out is kind of going to be moot.
Don, just say the Phillies are going to win 120 games and say, you know, thanks for having me on.
Listen, I think they'll win 160, maybe drop two.
Attaboy.
Somebody has to push this merchandise.
Don, why do you hate the Phillies? Lose two? Not one game, but two? Come on, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe 163.
Okay.
You know, get that one wild card game.
I'll say this. I was on with, because if you're trading Rhys Hoskins, you probably have to package Bryce Harper in that deal. So I think I know what you were saying.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, but absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. See that? We just forgot about Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
That's how far removed we are from the Phillies right now. I mean, in all seriousness, because I started the show by saying how giddy I get when I see the guys at spring training and they're doing the calisthenics and the silly drills and all that stuff. Yeah. And you see Scott Kingery looking like he got Hulk strength all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I love seeing the beginning stages of spring training.
See, this is all next into my evolution of baseball. You know, last year was first opening day.
That's right.
Now we got to do spring training, man. We got to.
Well, now that we know you have the place, the closest place you own to Clearwater is how far? 2 hours?
2 hours.
That's nothing.
Nothing.
Because this is what we're going to do. We're going to just go to your place. We're going to hang out. And then we're going to drive the 2 hours, hang out in Clearwater all day. Yeah. And then we'll drive back.
And I think you can even like take a train down there.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Or we just sit on the love seat that happens to be in the back of your truck right now.
Yes.
And it looks like it would be comfortable.
Yeah, it would be awesome.
Drive down there. Yeah. Have ourselves a day.
Yeah, strap it down. Yeah,
who's,
we go.
Who's ready?
I'm in. Always.
Road trip.
Sure.
All right.
I've only done spring training once. It was awesome.
Yeah, spring training is a good time.
I've never done spring training.
No?
No.
The Tiki Bar? It's a good time.
It's one of the most joyous occasions you can have as a sports fan is going to spring training.
Yeah, it's
even
really
if you're
enjoyable.
Even if you're like the slightest casual baseball fan. So, I mean, first off, you're in Florida. Okay,
yeah.
Win.
Yeah.
Second, you're in a beautiful ballpark. Third, you're in Clearwater, Florida. Which is just beautiful.
Which is the best beach in the United States.
Best beach in the United States. Yes. And you also have the cigar bar there that I love going
to. And grouper sandwiches.
Grouper sandwiches. And what is it? The brown bag?
I don't know.
The brown boxer? The brown bag?
I don't know.
The browner or something. There's a bar down there everyone goes to. I met J.P. Crawford there.
We can go play golf and go deep sea fishing.
Well, Frenchie's is the bar, right? Is it Frenchie's?
Frenchie's is like the breakfast bar.
Oh, breakfast? I thought it was the big bar.
Frenchie's is in left field. Lenny's is the...
Yeah, I'm talking about like in Clearwater proper,
all right.
I guess, would be the...
Deep sea fishing, I love.
All right, we have clarification here.
What do you got?
Okay. There's two ways to pronounce Giannis Antetokounmpo's last name.
I disagree, but go ahead.
Does he
accept that? Wait hear from the source.
Okay.
There's a French way and a Greek way.
He's Greek.
The French is African. P. The French is Antetokounmpo. The Greek is Antetokounmpo. And this comes from, and you're going to doubt this man?
97.5 The Fanatic.